Welcome in to the DSU Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us once again to talk some Georgia State Panthers football. As you can tell, things are just ringing off the hook around here. Got so much going on. There's no telling that could be an update as we speak. If there's anything important that drops between now and game time, we will definitely let you guys know. But as of right now, I think just in a few minutes here, home team Brandon Leak will be joining us once again in the GSU Panther Zone. He is one of the radio broadcasters. During each broadcast, he's up there with, of course, the amazing Dave Cohen and former Atlanta Falcon and all-around good guy Harper LaBelle, sideline reporter Sam Crenshaw. You know, we'll get Sam on here sometime. I know you guys have asked, and I'll have to get with Sam and get him on sometime. And also, you know, I'm going to go live for tomorrow night's game, Facebook Live. I'm thinking about, more than likely, it's looking like we're going to be in the radio booth. So I'll show you the very seat that home team Brandon Leak sits in, which is a pretty cool seat. Maybe one of the best engineers that I know of, and definitely probably he's widely respected. Rick Shaw may be up there as well. You guys get to meet Rick. That'd be pretty cool, I think. And I think he'll enjoy that. Maybe we'll learn some stuff about engineering because I know a little, probably enough to mess something up. But we are here in the GSU Panther Zone. Just been, you know, besides the fact that we maybe need some rain, just been some good weather here lately. It almost feels like it's not fall even. But, hey, we'll take it. It's going to be some pretty good weather as well for tailgating up and early. I know some of you guys are going to head down pretty early. I will try to drop by the Blue Zone and check out some of you guys and the cool things you guys have going. If you see me, hey, same thing that goes on any of the shows. Take a picture if you see me. Send it to us on one of our social media platforms, and we'll see about sending you some swag or having you on the show. Love to hear from you guys. Always, you know, shout out to everybody. It says 75 and overcast, but remember we're in a dome, so some fun things coming up. Let's see, did we miss any announcements? Anything people need to know about? There is a very cool article up on the Georgia State Panthers app under the football section. And also, if you go to GeorgiaStateSports.com, it's the Get to Know the Panthers. This is Shawanye Lawrence. It tells you some pretty cool stuff. Let's see, a couple highlights. You know, it mentions he was one of the youngest players on the team a couple years ago. He was a 17-year-old freshman who was starting. That's almost unheard of. Shawanye is a psychology major. I could have gathered that off the chats on and off the microphone we've had. That guy is super smart. You don't have to be a psychology major to be super smart. You know, those kinds of things just kind of fall into place. But yeah, like I said, a lot of fun things. What else have we got? Am I missing anything? I try not to miss if there's big stories on there. You know, we're going to preview this game here in a second. The one on Thursday against Arkansas State. I believe they are the Wolfpack, if I am not mistaken, with Harper, Brandon, and Dave up in the booth. And not only are we going to be on 1340 The Fan 3, as well as 680 The Fan and WRAS 88.5 FM. We're going to be on ESPNU. I've already DVR'd that. It is going to be fun. I want to go back and see it. I did some due diligence, and we're checking on some other things as well. We've actually, we're about ready to send out swag to some people that happened to catch me at the, I believe it was the Appalachian State game, because that was on national TV. And we're checking into some other ones. Hey, especially towards the end of the game, I like to get as close as I can because I want to be in with you guys a lot. You know, there's a lot of times that I'll kind of sneak down from the media booth. I don't think this will get me in trouble or nothing. If it does, I will. But I kind of get out of the media booth. I will come down to the general admission seats and just kind of get a vibe for how you guys are reacting to things. And sometimes I've asked you guys questions and took small polls, you know, things like that, trying to kind of gauge where you guys are at. Let's see. Now, of course, we are playing against Arkansas State, who did just beat UL Monroe. I believe our next opponent. They just beat them 51-10. But Arkansas State's kind of been up and down. They've won three straight since being 0-4. And I believe they've won 12 consecutive Sun Belt games going all the way back to 2014. Now, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty interesting. I mean, we did win four in a row last year as well at the end of the season. And, of course, last week we fell to South Alabama 13-10 on a last-second field goal from South Alabama. It was a rough game. It was crazy. It came all the way down to that. Actually, one of my nephews was kind of keeping up with the game with me, and I was educating him on not only college football in general, because he hasn't really been exposed to it much in his life, but he had a real interest, and I was able to explain to him how things work. Maybe we can get him down to a couple games. He lives slightly outside the perimeter there, so we'll see what we can do on that, but shout out to him. We had a lot of fun trick-or-treating this weekend as well. Thanks for reminding me, whoever sent that message in on the text line. Of course, you can find us at the Impact 99, at Team Impact Media. We are Impact Media on Facebook, Instagram, all that sorts of thing. The Impact 99 as far as that. The ESPNU announcers are Eric Clemens and Jay Walker. They do a pretty good job. I've been able to catch a lot of their broadcasts, and like I said, I DVR'd it. So, or I got it set to DVR, so I will get to hear their entire commentary. This is Georgia State's fourth appearance on ESPNU, but first for a Sun Belt game. We've actually gotten a couple of these. Now, it's weird. It's kind of weird to have a Thursday game. It's nice. It's different. You know, because we played Saturday mornings. We played Saturday afternoons. We played that Friday night game. Thursday games are interesting because you're not quite sure what to do when you first get there, because you're like, man, it's like late afternoon, early evening, and the football game's about to start. But it's nice because you get a national spotlight. We'll be nationally shown thanks to ESPN and ESPNU, of course. And a 7:30 start on that. We have been without Connor Manning for 2 weeks. At this current moment, I have not heard anything any different. I would expect Aaron Winchester to be starting. But, you know, as I've told you guys all week up to this point, I really don't know. But, you know, just given everything I do know up to this point, I feel like there's a good chance Aaron is starting. If it's not, and it's Connor, hey, I'm good with that as well. I think they play two completely different style games, and if we can throw Arkansas State off enough to pick up win number three, then I'm all for it. And, let's see, historically speaking, when the Georgia State Panthers have played non-Saturday games on Saturday, obviously. We played 9 of those, and we are currently 4-5 when we play on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Now, it's a little interesting, a little entertaining, I guess you could say, but overall, I'm not that worried about it. I am curious to see if Robert Davis can continue to move up the leaderboard for, let's see, what is the career receptions he has, but receiving yards, and also he's caught a pass in 45 straight games, which is the active lead for consecutive games with a reception. He is 188 yards behind Albert Wilson for the overall record of 3,190 receiving yards. Albert Wilson, of course, is on the Kansas City Chiefs and plays every week. You know, it's not like he's a scrub or a backup or nothing like that. No, Albert Wilson's in the game all the time. Other things I think you should know. The Georgia State defense leads the Sun Belt with 5 yards allowed per play. Over the last 6 games, they have been even better, only allowing 4.7 per play. Now that is pretty incredible. What else is there here? I told you that. The Panthers lead the Sun Belt and are tied for 6th in the FBS with 3 defensive touchdowns this season. 2 of those of which came just a couple weeks ago, where, you know, actual backups on the team, B.J. Clay with the pick 6 and Martarius Allen with the scoop fumble for a touchdown. I mean, those were pretty incredible plays. But we do have 3 overall, tied for 6th in the FBS.
Wow.
Right. Now, the Panthers have allowed just 1 touchdown in the last 2 games. It's another just incredible stat. And finally, Georgia State has not allowed a first half touchdown in 5 of the last 6 games. That is spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. You know, because like I say, you know, this was another game that we had the potential to win. I really thought we were going to beat South Alabama. It came down to the very end of the game. We were unfortunately not able to pull that one out. But, hey, it happens. But this was, let's see, 1, 2, if I go there, 4, 5. 5 of the 6 losses we've had are by 14 points or less. 4 of them are 10 points or less. So we've been right in the middle of these and just could not quite pick up the victory on those, but you know, those sorts of things happen. But some of the numbers here for the South Alabama game. We were able to get 14 first downs to their 19. We actually got 8 of them rushing. I think that's always a good thing when we can do that. We rushed for 127 yards. We're finally clearing the 100-yard mark pretty consistently. You know, this does factor in sacks or tackles for a loss, so it's probably actually closer to 150 or better. Last week, we had 113 yards passing on 11 for 18 from Aaron Winchester. In fact, let's go into his stats here. Aaron Winchester, 11 for 18. That's about 2/3. Right, that's like 58%. Pretty good number. No interceptions, 113 total yards, including the longest, which was a 25-yard play. He was sacked 4 times. That had a lot to do with it. He also rushed. He was the leading rusher with 64 yards on 21 attempts. Marcus Kirk threw in 30. Kendrick Dorn threw in 20. Jarquez Parks actually had a handful, and so did Glenn Smith and Darius Stubbs. Round those out. Now, as far as receiving, Glenn Smith was the leading receiver with 3 catches for 55 yards. Keith Rucker had 2 catches for 15. Ari Wirtz had a couple catches. So did Todd Boyd. Robert Davis had 1, and so did Trey Barnett. Brandon Wright had another solid game punting the ball, except for the one at the very end. But, I mean, if you let it come down to one play, then, you know, sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce in your favor. This time it didn't for us. I do like Cedric Stone has been one of the main returners for us, especially punts. But he's been I think he's done a couple kickoffs. But he's usually the punt returner. Trey Barnett has handled a lot of the kickoff duties. Absolutely fantastic job. Just fantastic job that he's been doing with those. 2 field goals from Rohier, 10 Lohaus from 30 yards and 44. He actually missed the 44, but not by much. Not by much at all. South Alabama, we were able to hold their top runner, Xavier Johnson, under 83 yards. Tyrese Thomas had 46, Dallas Davis had 31, and Dami Ayula had 30, which, you know, they totaled, well, they were just shy of 200 total, but, you know, they only had the 1 rushing touchdown from Tyrese Thomas out of the whole thing. I consider that a win. As far as passing, 15 for 20, no interceptions, 124 yards, and he was sacked twice. That was Dallas Davis. I thought we did well with that. We kept all the receivers under 18 yards receiving, except for Gerald Everett, who had 4 catches for 49 yards. Of course, the sacks for us were Chase Middleton, who it seems like we call his name more and more each week. He just continues to make plays. And Alonzo McGee had the other. For South Alabama, Darrell Songe, Tyree Turner, Randy Allen, and I just have a last name. It just says Middleton, but I guess they have a Middleton as well. Had a bunch of pass breakups. The lone interception was B.J. Clay. I think he is borderline doing his best to not only play on offense, as he said before, but he seems to be an interception machine. So it's great having him out there. We did force a fumble. Brian Williams actually caused that one. And our leading tacklers were Alonzo McGee, Trey Payne, and Bobby Baker. As they are a lot of times. Now, that did make our overall record into 2-6. So we are at the same place we were last year at this time. In that we're 2-6, needing to win out to reach a bowl game. Except for this time, it wouldn't be the first bowl game. It would be the second. Now, this is very possible. It's very possible to happen because Arkansas State, as I said, they went 0-4. They have won the last 3. But if you go 0-4, there's a good chance that, you know, you could lose a game again. And then after that, of course, as my screen is messing with me once more, we have UL Monroe who comes in next Saturday. That is a 2 p.m. start. They did just announce that, by the way, in case you didn't know. We're still, Arkansas State is still tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Georgia Dome. Then we have the Georgia Southern Eagles. Bless their hearts. They're having a pretty decent year as well, but still their rival. That game is going to be the following Saturday, November 19th. We have not announced a time on that. My guess is 2, but could be wrong. So I guess we'll see. And then, of course, we finish up taking on Idaho in Idaho, in Moscow, Idaho, on December 3rd. Shout out to all the guys going to that one. Don't believe I'll be able to make that one. If I do, I will definitely let you guys know. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Arkansas State. Their leading rusher at the current moment is Warren Wand, who on 106 attempts has gained 467 yards. They also have Johnston White, who has 279, and Justice Hansen, who has 115. Not too shabby. Let's see, as far as passing, Justice Hansen is 89 for 150. He's thrown 6 interceptions. He's thrown 10 touchdowns. It's an okay ratio. 1,324 total yards. Chad Wojtek in 6 games is 31 for 56 with 1 interception and 1 touchdown. He's thrown for 362 yards. And at one point, Eccles Looper threw a pass that was incomplete. I believe he is a running back. Now, as far as their receivers, we have Blake Mack, who has 27 catches for 476 yards and a touchdown. There's Eccles Looper, I guess, I think he's a running back. He has 15 catches, 287 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Warren Wand has 3 receiving touchdowns, 13 catches and a touchdown for Sanders. They really spread the wealth out here because Chris Murray, Dijon Pascal, Stowers, Justin McGinnis, and Omar Bayless all have a touchdown apiece, and usually just a handful of catches. Now, Blaze Taylor on defense has 2 interceptions for a total return of 33 yards. Cody Brown has an interception, and Mark Johnson has one as well that he ran back 16 yards. They have not returned a kick or punt for a field goal. For a touchdown, rather. And let's see. And their defensive leaders up to this point. You got Chris Odom, who has 6 sacks. You have Roland Jones, who has 5. Robertson has 1. Ellis Brewer has 2. Make sure I don't miss anybody. Darius Rosser has 1. So they've got, how many is that total? Is 15? Yeah. 15 total sacks between them. They're some pretty good rushers. Now, I'm pretty sure we have a good bit as well. And as far as tackles, their tackle monsters are Woodson Luster and Justin Clifton, along with Money Hunter and Kyle Wilson are the big tackles there. Now, I told you about the interceptions. Justin Clifton seems to be the big pass breakup guy, along with Cody Brown and Chris Humes. These guys are no joke. They're pretty solid. They're in our division. This is a game we absolutely need to win. Not just for playoff hopes or anything like that. I agree with Coach. It's about going 1-0 every week. And in order to do that, we have to win games. Now, here's their schedule coming into this, Arkansas State. And then I'll get into some Georgia State stats, and we'll go from there. They played Toledo, where they lost 31-10. They lost 51-14 to Auburn. They lost to Utah State 34-20. They faced Central Arkansas for their fourth loss of the year, 28-23. Then they turned it around. They beat Georgia Southern 27-26. They beat South Alabama 17-7. And they beat Louisiana Monroe last week 51-10. So they're kind of like us. They love to feast on the Sun Belt. Absolutely feast. It's quite all right. Go ahead, feast. Because after they play us, they get New Mexico State, they get Troy, they get Louisiana Lafayette, they get Texas State to round out their season. I would love to send them home with another loss. I think 3-5 would look good on us, and I think 3-5 would look good on them as well. Now, as far as some of our stats for the year, Kyler Neal, who has missed the last couple games with the high ankle sprain, has 200 yards on 47 attempts. Aaron Winchester has 197. Darius Stubbs has 113. Kendrick Dorn has 101. Trey Barnett has 74. Glenn Smith, 68, and DeMarcus Kirk with 45. I like that we're able to move it around a good bit. You know, let other people have a chance to run a little bit, and injuries kind of cause that as well. Passing. Connor Manning, up to this point, up until two games ago when he got injured in practice that week, he is 123 for 221. He's thrown 7 interceptions and 8 touchdowns. It's all right because a lot of those interceptions were early, and a lot of those touchdowns were here just a few games ago. He is a 56% passer. He averages about 240 yards a game. Aaron Winchester, in four games of action, 24 for 45, 2 interceptions, 1 passing touchdown, and is a 53% accuracy passer. But we all know his game is more about running. Or scrambling. Receiving, you got Robert Davis with 40 catches, 579 yards, 3 touchdowns. Todd Boyd, 26 catches, 1 touchdown, 265 yards. Glenn Smith has 24 catches, 331, and a touchdown. Keith Rucker, 18 catches, 143, and 1. Ari Wirtz, 13,202. You got Kendrick Dorn with 11 catches on the season. Penny Hart, who is out the rest of the year, had 8 catches for a touchdown. Kyler Vanille has a couple. Darius Stubbs and Devin Gentry has been able to get into a couple games as well. Now, as we look at our defensive stats. Lonzo McGee has 2 sacks. Chase Middleton has one, 2.5 for Mackenzie Cheridor. Martarius Allen, Jerome Smith, and Jameel Spencer all have one. James Traylor has half a sack. We have 9 total. It's a pretty good amount. It's not quite 15, but 9 is a lot. Our big tackle monsters, of course, Alonzo McGee is, Bobby Baker, Michael Shaw, Ryan Williams, and Trey Payne. Bobby also has 3 pass breakups. So does Mackenzie Cheridor and Chandon Sullivan. Interception leaders. Got Michael Shaw has one. Trey Payne has one. And then Chandon Sullivan, Jerome Smith, and BJ Clay all have 3 apiece. We have 11 total. That's a spectacular number. We've also recovered 4 total fumbles. And we have forced 6 total fumbles. So, hey, we also blocked a kick. I love this defense. I really think the key to this defense is going to be... All right, here's the 3 keys. The 3 keys I think we need to... Let's see. We don't know which quarterback, even though we think we know which quarterback. Let's see, 3 keys to victory. I think we need to pressure early on defense and make them make mistakes where either we're going to get the cover sack or we're going to get the interception. I think we need to spread the ball around in the air, whether it's Aaron, whether it's Connor. I think Robert Davis, Keith Rucker, Todd Boyd, Ari Wirtz, any of our amazing weapons, I think we need to use them early and often, even if it's, let's play Patriots football. A lot of shorter passes that set up the bigger ones and do some shorter runs and passes over the middle and over the into the flats and stuff like that. And then the third key, we have to win the turnover we just have to win the turnover battle. I'd love it if we don't commit one. We don't have a turnover at all. Hope we cause a lot for them. But that's going to be my 3 keys for how we can pick up a victory. We're going to win the turnover battle. We're going to spread the ball out, even if we have to play Patriot football, which there's nothing wrong with a lot of shorter passes and get these guys in space. And then I think we need to pressure early so that we pick up the sacks or interceptions. And we're just hearing that Brandon had something come up and could not join us, so we'll try to get him on in the next couple weeks. But that's actually going to do it for me. I'm going to predict that this Thursday is going to be win number 3 because we're going to be able to say, you can put it on the board. Yes! Another fancy victory. I'm saying it right now. Like I said, make sure to pay attention to my Facebook page, Jeremy York. You can find it through the Impact Media stuff. And I will be going Facebook Live somewhere in the Georgia Dome, more than likely. The radio booth looks like where I'll be. But if I'm not, who knows where I may end up. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on GSU Panther Zone. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers. We all on us from London back down to the U.S. We rockin' this contagious monkey business outrageous. Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Come on, baby. Shut like flavor shut. Chick say she ain't down, but chick back say when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the scene, that's what we do, that's who we be. B-L-A-C-K.
K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl. Turn it up,
turn it up.
Live and direct rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in it, do they sing? Pump it, louder, come on. Don't stop and keep me going. Do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?